Hey there, learner. Ever get that like sinking feeling? You know, you go to log into something, you're like, bam, I'm on it. Hit that submit button and
And then, bam, roadblock. Please enter your 2FA code.
Yes. It's like the digital equivalent of thinking you're about to walk through a door and it just like slams shut in your face.
It's such a weird mix of emotions, right? Like, you get it. You understand that 2FA, two-factor authentication, it's there to protect you, to add that extra layer of security.
You know it's for your own good.
Exactly. But in that moment of frustration, all you can think is, really? Right now?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And the thing is, it's not just us, right? It's not just like we're impatient or technologically challenged or something. There's a reason why this frustration is so widespread. And that's what we're diving into today. We're taking a deep dive into why 2FA, while essential, can be such a pain point for users.
Exactly. And thankfully, researchers are on the case. We're diving into a research paper with a title that really sums it up. It's just annoying. A deep dive into user perceptions of two-factor authentication.
Seriously, they just went there. No sugarcoating.
None whatsoever. And I love that about this paper. It gets real about the user experience, about those day-to-day frustrations that we all feel.
Right. Absolutely. So to get this on-the-ground perspective, the researchers interviewed 42 people, asking them about their experiences. And they really ran the gamut of 2FA methods, from the push notifications we get on our phones,
to those one-time passwords, or OTPs as they're often called, QR code scanning,
physical tokens,
even, dare I say, good old SMS and email authentication.
The classics, still kicking around. So they really covered the whole spectrum. It's almost like you need like a mental vault to store all these codes and things, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It's security overload for sure. And the thing is, our brains aren't really built for that kind of compartmentalization.
Yeah, and that's where it gets interesting, because the researchers found that when people feel this pressure, this like cognitive overload from all the security measures, they tend to prioritize convenience, even if it means compromising security.
It's a classic trade-off, isn't it? Security versus usability.
Exactly. And the study actually mentioned some people using, get this, the same device for banking in 2FA. Like, that's a big no-no, right?
Big one. A single point of failure. But you can see how it happens. People are trying to simplify their digital lives, streamline things.
Right. It's like, okay, I already have to jump through all these hoops. Let me at least do it all in one place.
Precisely. And it highlights a need for more integrated, user-friendly security solutions.
Which brings us to mobile 2FA, right? I mean, it seems like the obvious answer in a lot of ways. Our phones are like extensions of ourselves these days.
The study participants certainly felt that way. They love the idea of having 2FA right there on their devices, accessible anytime, anywhere.
It just makes sense. You're not tethered to a physical token or waiting for an SMS to crawl its way through the network.
Exactly. And that sense of freedom and flexibility was really appealing to people.
But, and there's always a but, right? Even with mobile 2FA, we're often still dependent on having a good internet connection. And I don't know about you, but I've definitely been in situations where, let's just say the Wi-Fi wasn't exactly cooperating.
Oh, tell me about it. Or those dreaded roaming charges when you're traveling abroad. Suddenly that SMS authentication doesn't seem so convenient anymore.
Not at all. And the study points out that this reliance on internet connectivity is a major pain point for users.
Because it creates a single point of failure. If your network's down, you're stuck.
And that's not just an inconvenience. It can have real-world consequences. Imagine being locked out of your bank account or email while traveling.
It's a recipe for stress and frustration, for sure. And it highlights the need for 2FA solutions that are more resilient, more adaptable to different situations.
Yeah, you don't want to be that person frantically trying to find a decent internet connection while on vacation, right? But you know what I found really interesting about this research? It wasn't just about highlighting the problems with current 2FA. The researchers actually dug into some pretty cool ideas for the future. Like, what could 2FA look like down the line?
Exactly. It's about finding those innovative solutions. And one thing that kept coming up was this desire to move away from those dedicated security devices and integrate 2FA into things we already use every day.
Right, because who wants to carry around another gadget? Right.
Exactly. And some of the ideas were so creative. The study mentions things like jewelry, keychains, even your phone case. Imagine that your second factor could just be like a stylish ring or a cool-looking watch.
Okay, now that's thinking outside the box.
Right. It's about making security seamless, integrating it into our lives in a way that feels natural and even aesthetically pleasing.
So no more clunky tokens or frantically searching for the right app on your phone.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just the aesthetics. The study found that people really crave more control over their 2FA. They want customization.
It's like, we want options, right? Not just a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly. People want to choose methods that align with their lifestyles, their preferences. And this desire for personalization extends to biometrics as well.
Right. Because when we think about convenience, fingerprint scanning, and face ID, that seems like the holy grail, right? I mean, you literally can't forget them. They're part of you.
It seems like the perfect solution. But even with biometrics, there are caveats. As the study points out, these methods are probabilistic.
Probabilistic. So you're saying there's still a chance, however small, that they could fail.
It's always a possibility. They work based on probabilities, not absolute certainty. And because of that, they often require backups. And guess what those backups usually are?
Let me guess. Good old-fashioned password.
You got it. Which just goes to show it's tough to completely escape the need for strong passwords, even with the most advanced authentication methods.
It's true. And on that note, the study also brings up a really important security risk that we haven't touched on yet, and that's shoulder surfing.
Yes, shoulder surfing. Especially relevant with mobile 2FA.
Right, because as convenient as it is to have those codes pop up on our phones, if we're out in public, it's like an open invitation for someone to sneak a peek.
Exactly. And the study participants were very aware of this. They stressed the need for discretion, for interaction methods that wouldn't expose their credentials to prying eyes.
So, like, being able to authenticate without even taking your phone out of your pocket.
Precisely. That kind of discreet interaction was a major priority for them.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today, it's clear that user frustration with 2FA is a real issue, and it's one that has tangible security implications. But what I find really encouraging is that this research doesn't just dwell on the problems. It also points us toward a future where 2FA can be both secure and de-user friendly.
Exactly. And if we want people to embrace stronger authentication, we need to make it work for them, not against them.
It's about finding that sweet spot where security and convenience intersect. So for our listeners out there, keep asking for better, keep pushing for 2FA that fits seamlessly into your lives because your security matters and so does your experience. And hey, maybe one day soon, we'll all be rocking our 2FA as a stylish accessory. Who knows?